Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 85. Dear Gopal, for me, you are a true hero. I have no family. In my mind is the idea that no relationship can ever compensate having no real mother or father. That no matter how deep and good a relationship is, it will never be as stable and long-lasting as a healthy relationship to a real family. I don't want to think about this. It makes me desperate, angry and sad. At the same time, I am doing honest sharing, also telling my projections and deepening my relationships, which is really transforming me so far. Is there something you can say about that fear with the family? Yes, I can say a lot of things about that. First, after our developmental trauma has been transformed and healed, everyone realizes that he or she has been a true hero. It's not only me, it's everyone that has survived the childhood in this insane society. We are all heroes, really. And you will see that as soon as the struggle of survival is over. You say you had no family or you have no family, and no one in this society has a real family. Almost no one. We are all lost. And what you describe is just a peak, an extreme. Yeah, but more or less everyone is in that situation. And what you describe is absolutely typical for people with developmental and attachment trauma. You feel that something absolutely important was missing, something you really needed. And now it feels as if this hole cannot be filled. And this is what you project onto the world. Yeah, you write, it makes me desperate, angry and sad. Yes, but this is not true. This is not true. The solution is not that you get what you missed. This will never happen. It's impossible to happen because you are grown up and you are surrounded by grown-ups. So what is possible is a relationship on a grown-up level. If you dream of getting what you have missed as a child, then you want that there is someone who treats you as a parent. And the problem is that you then will be treated as a child or as a baby. So this cannot fulfill you as a grown-up that you are right now, because you have the needs of a grown-up, not of a child. It would make you crazy if someone would do that, what you dream of. Yeah, it's important to realize that. So first, it will not happen. It's impossible that it happens. And theoretically, if it would happen, it would make you crazy. It is not a solution for your situation. So what is the solution? The solution is that the emotions that are there today can be shared with someone. So all the pain, all the desperation, sadness, and so on that comes from childhood can be shared today with a grown-up. This sharing is the solution. The sharing of the suffering is the solution. The solution is not to find a setting that dissolves the suffering. I already said that this is impossible. It will not happen. So it's not about trying to complete your childhood. It's not possible. You will never be able to complete your childhood. You will never get that. It's not about completing that, although your system wants that in a way. Yeah, It's like in that situation in the childhood, you needed something and it was not there. So the body was in a situation where there was no solution, but the solution had to be found with that specific parents. So this is why the system in a way always wants to complete that. And it's not necessary. The transformation happens again, I say it again, that you share your suffering and your pain with another grown up. It's about sharing that. It's not about dissolving the suffering. Yes, the sharing will dissolve it. But if you look for a setting, or even if you try to use honest sharing to dissolve that, then you are in trouble. It's only about sharing it and waiting what happens. And you are on the right path. You say, at the same time, I am doing honest sharing, also telling my projections and deepening my relationships, which is really transforming me so far. Yes, it will. When, if you do that, if you continue with that, it will completely dissolve your developmental trauma. Completely. This is the way of dissolving it. Just proceed. Just continue with that. If you have someone you feel secure with, whether it's within a local group or maybe sooner or later will a partner appear, yeah, then complete this process to the core. And the core is sadness and rage. And if that has been shared and heard by another one, then your trauma is over. Yeah, then you wake up in the reality. You wake up as a grown up and you see that the suffering you are still identified with has no reality. So you will be disidentified from it. Then if something comes up, you realize that it's still a state, an old state of your body-mind system, and it's not a reality outside. So it cannot affect you anymore. But in any way, if you are really connected to the world, these old states cannot even arise anymore. So that's why I say it will dissolve your developmental trauma completely. And with that, your whole past is transformed. If you transform the contact and relationship today, and one relationship is enough, then your whole past is transformed. And your future also. And then the past will look completely different. Then you see that the past and all the suffering has in fact helped you to grow in consciousness. But for that, you have to complete your sharing. And therefore you need a relationship. Sooner or later, you start with local groups, and then if you deepen that, then automatically a partner will appear, and with him or her, you complete the process, and that's it. Then you are free. There's no problem. There's absolutely no problem. Just complete it, and the suffering will be over.